Liz is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie
Let's
Cooper.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars.
Now, I must admit, I'm a little bit behind on all the latest and greatest movies. I only just saw the new Star Wars movie. I'm a bit conflicted. I know a lot of people don't like it or a lot of people love it, and I feel like I like both sides. Like, I can see people's complaints, but personally, just seeing it as a movie, I loved it. But I want to know what's new in cinema, what's around. So here we are speaking with Kevin Suarez. Kevin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nathaniel.
Did you see Star Wars?
I did. I wasn't actually invited, so I went to watch it with, you know, in a general screening. But yeah, I had very mixed emotions about it. It didn't really capture that spirit of adventure that everyone loves from the original films. It just did something different, but if it wanted to do something different in a sci-fi setting, then it should have been a spin-off or something, I feel.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Like, to be honest, when I left the cinema, I'm like, that was amazing. I loved it. That was so good. But within like 5 minutes, I'm like, hold on a second.
Yeah. It was a good film, but it wasn't Star Wars. It wasn't quite what we wanted to watch, wasn't it?
Exactly. Now, what is going on in 2018? Like, I know nothing. Tell me things.
So, Boxing Day and New Year's Day, usually when, like, the biggest movies of the year come out, it's usually when the Academy tries to push some of the big-name movies that are going to be getting the nominations out around this time of the year, and then later on around June and afterwards is when we'll be seen the blockbusters, more of the Marvel and DC films that we love to know and love and watch the explosions in it.
I like explosions. Like, I've only seen a couple of Marvel movies, but I always giggle at the explosions. They always look good.
Yeah, so do I.
So what's new this year, though? What can I watch this weekend?
So this weekend, a movie that came out on Monday on New Year's Day was Pitch Perfect 3.
Oh.
So I know that the first two were very beloved movies amongst a lot of people. And it just tells a story about the Acabellas reuniting after they've all left university. And they decide, hey, you know what? Let's do like this final hurrah, this final farewell tour. And then they decide to go with some pulling some strings, they go on a tour saying farewell to the troops, the American troops, because
they're,
think that's
they're
a,
sweet
that's
people.
A thing.
That's
yeah,
a nice thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. That's a thing that they like doing there and has been done before. So they thought, yeah, let's do that and give back to the troops. Now, what do you think of the Pitch Perfect franchise?
I think I saw the first one like in the background and like, I like the songs, like, you know, I like music, hence why I'm here at 2SER.
Yeah.
But it seems like, you know, like, it felt like a kind of high school movie, and like, that's fine, but, you know, I don't want to be reminded of high school.
Didn't enjoy it. That's fair enough. But this, the third film is definitely a movie for you to put on the TV, on the background while you're cooking or doing something else, cleaning the house. I don't know. But that's the sort of vibe that I get from this movie, because it does have a couple of good moments, especially provided by Rebel Wilson. She is definitely the comedic highlight of the film. She gets like almost literally all of the best lines and all the best scenes revolve around stuff that she's doing in the film.
There's a lot of talented Aussies around.
There
wink,
is.
Wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, they got an American to play her dad.
Really?
So, yes. So, as you just said, we've got a couple of, we've got a lot of talented Aussies, a couple of older guys that they could have gotten to play Rebel Wilson's dad. Instead, they got John Lithgow. Don't get me wrong. You know John
Lithgow,
right?
Yeah, I like
him.
I like him. But, like, I mean, honestly, I would pay lots of money just if, like, Hugh Jackman was a dad. Like,
yeah,
I mean, it
exactly.
doesn't make sense, but I'd still watch it if he was in it.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was such a massive missed opportunity to get an older Australian actor into Hollywood to play Rebel Wilson's dad. And guess what, Hollywood? There's an entire country filled with Australians that you could get instead of Americans. But aside from that, that wasn't the only issue that I had with John Lithgow. It's just that this is a comedy film, and John Lithgow, he's a master at comedy. If you've seen Third Rock from the Sun, and he was utterly wasted in this film. Somehow he ended up being more like some sort of Bond villain than a character in a comedy film, which was so frustrating to watch, because I remember growing up with him on Third Rock from the Sun and thinking he is definitely the one. If there's any reason to watch that show, it's John Lithgow. But here he's given nothing of interest to do.
That makes me really sad.
I know.
You're making me cry, Kevin.
I was disappointed when I was like, John Lithgow, do something interesting. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case.
He can't hear you.
Yeah, well, yeah. I realize that now.
Yeah.
In my head, I was going like that. But other than that, it sort of ended up becoming, as I said, like some sort of Bond action film halfway through. And it became very jarring because this is a musical comedy and not an action film. So watching it was very... I was going... Who thought this was a good idea?
That's a bit bizarre.
It is very bizarre. You think that's bizarre, like me explaining it to you. Imagine watching it, not knowing that's going to happen for the first time. I'm not going to obviously give any spoilers as to why it became an action film or something, but it ended up being a very awkward transition between being a musical comedy and an action film. And I'm like, definitely not something good. Sometimes I appreciate a good action scene, but this is definitely not a movie where you should have them in. And finally, I thought that the humor... Well, what's your sense of humor like, Nathaniel?
I like silly things. I'm a pretty silly person.
Yeah. But do you like the sort of like sort of crude sort of, I don't know, sexual humor?
Oh,
that sort of thing?
I do. Like, I mean, I don't like to be like, ooh, willies and all that stuff. Like, I mean, you know.
Unfortunately, that was the kind of sense of humor that was in this film the whole way through. When Rebel Wilson was getting all the best lines, everyone else was getting the worst. Everyone else was going,
that boobs. Poopy farts.
Poopy fart. Like, yeah, that sort of humor. And other than that, they started awkwardly adding acca as a prefix to random words.
Acca, like something perfect.
Yeah,
acca, like pitch.
Like acca what? Why are they doing this? Acca, what's the point in adding acca to every word? It felt like it was humor that was written by a 45-year-old dude trying to imagine what you know.
Well, it probably was. It probably was.
Yeah, I actually found out. I wrote this before I found out it was a 47-year-old dude writing the script for this movie. And I'm like, yeah, that does... I was actually right. And so overall, like, if you need to, you know, fill your time with something, if you need to take your kids along to something... Definitely not a movie for you to watch, even as a fan. That's my recommendation.
Is that an acca no?
That's an acca no.
Oh, no.
But there are good movies coming out this week, which I'll explain more on the Friday Daily with Rod Chambers, which are Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It is the polar opposite of Pitch Perfect. It is an amazing film and actually works as a comedy. And All the Money in the World, which is a really good drama about what happens when a kidnapping goes wrong, when the person you're extorting doesn't want to pay the ransom.
Isn't that the one where Kevin Spacey was, like, kicked out?
They
had, like, 14 days to refilm his scenes.
That's something I'm going to mention when I'm reviewing that film on Friday. Amazingly, they pulled it off with maybe one exception. Other than that, you wouldn't be able to notice.
I've seen the trailer and I think the new guy, like, for 14 days preparation. Yeah.
Christopher Plummer.
He's a talented actor anyway, but, like, incredibly 14 days... I was watching the trailer. He's doing amazing. Well done.
Filming all of his... Like, he's got a pretty big impact and a pretty big role in this movie. And to do it all in 14 days just blows my mind. You need to spend a whole year making these sort of films, not 14 days. But they pulled it off magnificently.
Well, that's one to watch. Will be interesting to hear what you say about on Friday.
Yeah. Sure thing.
Is there anything else out or?
No, that's it. Unfortunately, it seems that New Year's Day seems to be a little bit quiet this year for some reason. I guess everything else came out on Boxing Day.
Oh, well, at least there's a few things to watch.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You're welcome.